Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks Show on a Sunday.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, my name's Ophelia and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect light rain and light winds, highs of 10, lows of 6. Tuesday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 12, lows of 9. Wednesday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 14, lows of 8. Thursday we can expect light cloud and a gentle breeze, highs of 12, lows of 5. And Friday we can expect sunny intervals and gentle breeze, highs of 12, lows of 5. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, the NHS has said it is unacceptable that people have been issued with enforcement parking notices after having their COVID vaccines at the Riverside Centre in Newport. The parking provider has said it will correct the mistake and cancel any parking tickets wrongfully issued since February the 1st. Blue badge holders have been allowed to park at the centre while having their jabs, but were not expecting to receive parking notice in the post afterwards, asking for £60. David Noyes, Chief Operating Officer at Solent NHS Trust, said, "We understand some blue badge holders have been incorrectly issued with parking tickets when parking in blue badge bays when attending their vaccination appointment at the Riverside Centre. This is unacceptable and the private parking provider, Creative Car Parking Limited, has agreed to contact anyone issued with a parking notice since February 1st and correct the mistake." Meanwhile, more than 100 people have now died with coronavirus in care homes on the Isle of Wight. The Office for National Statistics has published its weekly data this week. In the week ending February 5th, 13 people passed away in island residential homes and one person died at home. It means since the start of the pandemic, there have been a total of 114 deaths in the community here. 103 of those have come in care homes, 7 at home, and 1 at the island's hospice. ONS figures show there has also been 1 death in an other communal setting, and 2 elsewhere in the community. In total, 252 people have now died on the Isle of Wight after testing positive for the illness. St Mary's Hospital has recorded 138 of those deaths. And finally, additional financial support is on the cards for 2 Isle of Wight dentist surgeries. Public Health England says the funds will provide additional appointments to ensure there is more access to them for islanders. It comes as islanders have expressed concerns about getting a dentist appointment on the Isle of Wight in a recent report by Health Watch. 2 dental practices on the Isle of Wight applied for additional funding. It is not yet known which ones. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycott-Sotel.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 14th of February 1931 was the premiere date of Dracula, a film that has greatly influenced Western culture. The film was based on a novel by Bram Stoker, which was published in 1897. The book and the film resolve around Count Dracula, who is a normal person by day but turns into a supernatural creature called a vampire at night. Count Dracula's aim was to bite people and turn them into more vampires, but he ultimately fails. The 16th of February 1923 was when the tomb of Egyptian pharaoh Tutankhamun, one of Egypt's most well-known pharaohs, was opened. Tutankhamun was famous for only living to 19 years of age. The tomb contained lots of riches and is considered to be one of the most valuable archaeological discoveries of all time. But a series of misfortunes that befell people involved with the tomb's excavation, such as the person who funded the expedition, led people to believe that the tomb was cursed. The 15th of February 1642 was the birthday of famous scientist Galileo, a person who is considered to be the father of modern science. Although Galileo did not invent the telescope, he made several improvements to its design and was the first person to use it for observing the stars. However, he was sentenced to house arrest by the church after publishing his theory that the Earth goes round the sun and not the other way around. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with some obscure holidays. National Margarita Day is a day celebrated on February 22nd every year and is a day used to honour the cocktail that is usually made of a combination of tequila and various fruit juices such as lemon or lime. While the drink and the holiday dedicated to it is widely known around the world, no one really knows the origins of either one, but the drink is believed to have been invented around World War II. National Tile Day is a holiday that's celebrated on February 23rd, and it was only invented in 2017, but a lot of people have taken notice of it recently. This holiday recognises one of the most prominent features in many toilets and kitchens, and encourages people to consider how they use tiles in their home. Although the tile is something that was once only available to the rich, it's now affordable enough to be enjoyed by just about everyone. While tortilla chips are seen as a type of side dish or starter at a restaurant, they are also a type of food that not a lot of people think much about. Unfortunately, like many obscure holidays, it is unknown who started it. But still, everyone should take the time on February 24th to celebrate National Tortilla Day. After all, it's important to restore these salty snack foods back to their former glory and give them a position at our tables. National Chili Day is a holiday that falls on February 25th and celebrates chili con carne. While chili is a dish that can be commonly described as a spicy stew with meat and tomatoes, it differs from place to place. Most people believe chili should contain beans and others simply avoid it. Like many obscure holidays, however, chili lovers will be disappointed to know that it is unknown where this one originated. National Pistachio Day falls on February 26th, and it's a good excuse for everyone to crack open and enjoy these tasty nuts. While they have been eaten in the Middle East for more than 8,750 years, it is unknown when they were first grown. You can celebrate this holiday by simply just eating pistachios, but also by using them in any baked goods. And finally, International Polar Bear Day is a holiday that falls on the 27th of February every year. This is a holiday that's designed to raise attention to the plight of polar bears and their struggle against human-induced climate change. Temperatures in the Arctic have been rising steadily over the past few decades, and as a result, polar bears are losing their environment. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole. Hello, this is Jasper with an obscure word of the week. This week's word is agelast, A-G-E-L-A-S-T. It is a literary noun which refers to a person who does not laugh and has no sense of humour. It originated from the late 19th century and was first used by author George Meredith. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Trevor Noah, who's a comedian, born in 1984, who's 37. Matt Hunter, who's a pop singer, born in 1988, who's 23. And Ryan Lachow, who's also a pop singer, born in 1975, who's 46. That's it for your famous birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now. We'll be right back.
In Isle of Wight news this week, Whitelink's Fastcat service will remain suspended until at least March 28th, the ferry firm has revealed. The ride to Portsmouth foot passenger route has been off since Christmas Eve. The company said at the time that falling demand was to blame. An arrangement was made with Hover Travel to allow customers with Whitelink tickets and passengers to use its services instead. A Whitelink spokesperson said, "Our HR Fastcat service is currently suspended because very few customers are using them during Tier 4 lockdown. Whitelink's ticket acceptance arrangements with Hover Travel will continue until Sunday 28th of March 2021. Customers with Whitelink tickets and passes now have no need to book in advance. Meanwhile, a Cowes man arrested on suspicion of supplying cannabis with more than £1,000 of cash and an air rifle in his possession has been sentenced. Chad Cooper, 21, of Bellevue Road, appeared before the Isle of Wight Crown Court on Thursday. At a previous hearing at the Isle of Wight Magistrates Court on January 5th, he admitted possession of cannabis with intent to supply. Tim Devlin, prosecuting, said Cooper had been stopped in Cowes on February 15, 2020, following a brief drive through the area. Cooper was arrested and messages found on his phone indicated drug supply. A total of £1,120 of cash was seized, alongside an air rifle and an iPhone. And finally, St John Ambulance will be assisting the Isle of Wight Ambulance Service with 999 urgent and emergency responses as part of a national contingency strategy. The charity is providing mutual aid in supporting the island community during what continues to be an incredibly busy time for urgent and emergency services. Throughout January and February, the demand on the Isle of Wight Ambulance Service has risen and COVID-related staff absence has put additional pressure on the service. Victoria White, head of IWAS, said, "We are thankful to St John Ambulance for offering to work alongside us. Their support will help us to continue to care for our community as efficiently and effectively as possible during the pandemic." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
During the 4P's radio course, I've learnt what it means to present, produce, promote and podcast.
I have learnt to edit voice recordings and to just be yourself.
And the 4P's has helped me improve my confidence.
I would really recommend this to people. It's just a really great experience. If you'd like to try it, contact Ian Mack at ian.mack@vectisradio.fm.